Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you, Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard on this Wednesday night as we look closer and closer and I'm ready in Arizona in my mind. So I'm ready. I know the Eagles will be. And I know you will be, too. We got a ton to get into tonight. Sixer stuff, they'll play the Magic later this evening. Hopefully a bounce-back win. We'll have Elliot on later in the show. Dave Sims, Philly guy. And he does everything now. Baseball, college hoops, and obviously a big Philly guy. We'll have him on coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. And we will get to the Brady stuff, the retirement 2.0, and we'll rank top five quarterbacks in NFL history coming up. But I want to start with this because I think we've reached a pivot point with the Eagles, this franchise, and the kind of the credit for where they are. Let's kind of just lay it out as simply as this. The Eagles over the last two decades, since let's just go to 2000, you know, two decades plus, have been one of the NFL's best franchises. That's the truth. It's not even, if you debate it, you're silly. They have been. Seven title game appearances for the Eagles since 2000. Only the Patriots have more. And now three Super Bowl appearances in that time, 04, 17, now 22. Three Super Bowl appearances, seven title game appearances in the last 22 years. And I think about the Eagles and how they got here, what they've become, because we know it. I mean, you remember the late 90s, they were not good. The Eagles were not a good football team. They had a nice little run in the late 80s. They had the Dick Vermeil moment. But for the most part, the history of the Eagles in the Super Bowl era from late 60s to when Andy got here, in 1999, was not very good. A couple mixed moments of good, but it wasn't very good. It mostly was below average. And then since then, they've been one of the NFL's best franchises. And for years, through the last Super Bowl, one person, one figure got more credit for the Eagles being what they became, becoming what they became, than anybody. That person, of course, is Andy Reid. And Andy Reid's on the other side of this now with the Kansas City Chiefs. But I believe it's been a shift. I believe it's almost like a seesaw, and the seesaw has moved. Now, hopefully you're imagining Andy Reid on a seesaw, which I think would certainly go one way compared to the other. But I believe the pendulum has swung. Let's use that. That's a better phrase here. The pendulum has swung. I no longer believe Andy Reid is the person that's most responsible for what the Eagles have been for the last 20 years. I now say that person is Howie Roseman. I believe Howie Roseman has surpassed, has overtaken Andy Reid as the person most responsible for the Eagles' success over the last 20 years. And you think about the two of them, like, they overlapped. They were here together. And I'm not going to, look, I respect Andy Reid. I'm an Andy Reid fan. We did Andy Reid Appreciation Day a couple years ago. My t-shirt is still at home somewhere. I'm not an Andy Reid hater. But I believe now with the success they've had post-Doug, because remember, Doug Peterson, well, Andy Reid left, you know, he gave the Eagles Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson became the first guy to win a Super Bowl here. So that's credit to Andy Reid. You look at the Eagles now, and the remnants of the Reid era are dissipating. Yeah, there's still some, and still some very important players. Obviously, Jason Kelce. Obviously, Fletcher Cox. You know, you go to, you know, Brandon Graham. These are all remnants of the Reid era that still exist. There's still the connection to Andy Reid here with this Eagles team as they go play Andy Reid in the Super Bowl. But Howie Roseman and the impact he's made and what he's done, he's overtaken Reid. Howie Roseman has overtaken Reid. I look at Howie and I put him number one now, the most important person within the Eagles organization for the last two decades. It's Howie Roseman because he took what he learned from Reid. And he applied it to now build two different teams that have made the Super Bowl. One that won in 17, and this one here that has made it and is a favorite over Reid's team. For as great as Andy Reid was here in Philadelphia, and he did an amazing job turning this franchise around. All those years, they made one Super Bowl. Howie Roseman has built two separate Super Bowl teams, one with a former Andy assistant and Doug Peterson coaching it, and a former Andy quarterback in Nick Foles quarterbacking it. But this one swings the pendulum the way I see it, because this is a brand new team. A different quarterback, has nothing to do with Andy Reid. A different coach who has nothing to do with Andy Reid, except for the moment he kind of told Nick Sirianni to clean your office out in Kansas City when he took that job. And Sirianni went on to create his own career and a very good one for itself. But I now put Howie Roseman above Andy Reid in kind of the list of important figures this franchise has had the last 20 years. And they've become one of the best franchises in the league. You know, we can remember the tough times, the bad years. We want people fired and we scream and yell. But just think about the last 22 years of the NFL. Only the Patriots, who had the greatest quarterback of all time and the greatest coach of all time, only that franchise has appeared in more title games than the Eagles. It's remarkable how great of a franchise the Eagles have become in the context of the NFL. And the two people, or I'll say this, the person who's gotten the most credit for that for a long time is Andy Reid, but I'm ready to move off that. I now believe Howie Roseman deserves more credit for this Eagles run. He was here with Reid. He was technically the GM when they drafted Jason Kelce, who's still around. He has taken over and run this franchise all by himself, basically the top. And yeah, I mean, owner's with him, but I'm excluding Jeff Lurie from the conversation. He has been the decision maker for this franchise now for two Super Bowl appearances. Howie Roseman has become the most important figure in this franchise, and he's the biggest reason they are as good as they've been for the last 20 years. Howie at the top, wheeling and dealing. Howie at the top, getting them value in draft picks, getting them value in trades. That's why they are where they are. And I'll throw this on top of it because I think it's really important. Howie Roseman and his front office have been unafraid to pivot. And I think so many franchises in the NFL are stubborn and say, this is what we did. This is the path we went down. We got to keep going down it. And they find themselves dead in a couple years. And the Eagles a couple years ago obviously realized they made a mistake at the quarterback position and a contract they gave out. And they drafted Jalen Hurts. They drafted the guy that I believe will go down as the greatest quarterback in Eagles history, the greatest draft pick in Eagles history, and the biggest reason they are where they are here right now. 215-592-9494. For years, Andy Reid got the biggest bulk of credit for turning this Eagles franchise from bad to good. And I think it was well-earned. I mean, that was well-earned, and that kind of conversation was fair. That Andy and kind of putting this franchise back together, teaching them to build through the lines, and all Andy brought here to Philadelphia was a big, big part of why they became a good franchise. But Andy's been surpassed now by Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman, over the last 10 to 12 years, and there's obviously some time in there where he lost the job and he was relegated to a closet down the end of the hallway. But Howie Roseman, since he became this team's GM to where they are now, I put that impact over bigger than what Andy Reid has accomplished. Howie's been here for 20 years, working his way up, and now he has built two teams without Reid that have gone to a Super Bowl. They had all those years with Reid, and they got to one Super Bowl in 2004. They've now gone to two Super Bowls without Andy Reid. Howie Roseman has moved above Reid for me as the most important person for the success this franchise has had in the last two decades. Howie's number one. 215-592-9494. Who deserves more credit for the Eagles franchise becoming one of the best in the NFL? I mean, if you made a list right now of the most successful franchises in the NFL since 2000, the list is it's a very short list before you would list the Eagles. Patriots would be number one, without question. They're the most successful franchise in the NFL over the last 22 years. Okay, you want to go to teams in this span that have won multiple Super Bowls? You could say the Steelers. Okay, that's fine. You want to put the Steelers in there? You can put them in. How many other franchises have won multiple Super Bowls in the last, 22 years? The Giants? Yeah, I think the Eagles have been a better franchise. I'll put it this way. Eagles have one, Giants have two. The Eagles have been more consistently good than the New York Giants have, because the Giants just had a decade where they stunk and they made the playoffs this year. So I put the Eagles above the Giants, even though the Giants have two, Eagles have one. Just go through it. There's not Packers. How many do they have? They've got the one. There's not many teams you're going to find that have a better track record of winning, appearing in championship games, going to the Super Bowl, winning multiple Super Bowls than the Eagles. They're one of those teams. And the biggest part of the credit, I now give to Howie over Andy Reid. Agree, disagree. Who do you give the biggest credit to? Like, who deserves more credit? I'll put it that way. If you had a skill, who deserves more credit for the Eagles becoming the franchise they've become? Andy Reid or Harry Roseman? 215-592-9494. Tucker, what are you thinking on this? For years, Andy got a lot of credit, even through the last Super Bowl, right? Oh, he put Doug here, Nick Foles, all that. As we moved away from it, and we're now into this team, I now put Howie above Andy, most credit for what they've become.
Yeah, you're right. I think Andy Reid did get a lot of credit for a lot of the players he brought in. And even though Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl with Andy Reid's quarterback running Chip Kelly's offense, a lot of what that team did was built around Andy Reid and his success. And you can throw in Jeff Lurie and his ability to take what he learned from working with Andy Reid and Joe Banner over that 14-year span and kind of move it forward to how this team is run now. But I look at what Andy Reid did in his time here when he took a team that was pretty much downtrodden. I know they made the playoffs throughout the 90s, but they weren't a traditional power. They weren't a team that teams feared. They weren't a team that you circled on your schedule every year and said, oh man, gotta watch out for the Eagles. And he went and won 11 games 5 years in a row. He won 10 games, like six out of his first 7 years as Eagles head coach. And when I compare his resume to what Howie Roseman did, I know what Howie Roseman done has been fantastic, right? He won a Super Bowl, and we're back here again with a team that might be the greatest in Eagles history. But building a team and sustaining that success year over year is still something Howie Roseman has never done. I look at his entire resume from top to bottom. He has, what, three seasons in the last decade that you could say were really good teams? I mean, they preyed on a weak division for much of the last 5 years when we talk about them making the playoffs for the past 5 years after winning the Super Bowl. And when I think about what Andy Reid did in the NFC from 01 through, you know, 07, 08, I mean, they won a playoff game like seven different years.
They did.
They went to five different NFC championship games. And when I look at his resume, I know they didn't win the big game, but I think building that sustained success and building greatness over a decade-long span, that's far more impressive than getting lucky once every 5 years.
Yeah, and let's be fair about this. There's no Howie without Reid, right? Reid came first, and I'm not trying to sit here and tell you Reid deserves no credit for what the Eagles have become. He built the foundation. But guess what? A house doesn't survive on just a foundation. You got to keep adding to that. And that's what Howie Roseman has done. I put Roseman now above Reid in importance with his franchise last 20 years. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to who we got. We got John in Barrington. John's up on WIP. Hey, John.
How you doing?
Good, John. What are you thinking here?
I think it's a great question. I still would say ultimately Andy Reid because I just remember – you couldn't watch Eagle games with the Ray Rhodes era because they weren't even selling out. It was that bad at a time where the Eagles weren't even on TV, and Andy Reid got that team in the playoffs. So I would lean Andy Reid because I still think that what he gave them, they're still using a lot of that. Jeffrey Lurie and Harry Roseman, that comes from the Andy Reid era.
Well, and John, you're right, it does. And I can't argue with that. John, I appreciate the phone call. I mean, Andy did kind of show them the way in terms of let's build through the pass game, not the run game. Let's build the O-line, the D-line. Like the concepts, the overarching concepts Andy brought to the organization got them on the right footing. But I look at it and say they've taken his ideas, but they've done them better. I mean, the success they've had, and Tucker said lucky. I mean, I don't know if that's the fairest word, but they've reached higher heights more times without Reid than they did with Reid. I mean, I'll just say it. That's the truth. They had more sustained success with Reid, but they found a way to reach the top of the mountain one time and get to the mountaintop, a Super Bowl appearance twice. Reid only got there once. And for as good as he was at philosophy, the Eagles have taken his ideas and put them into practice, and they've now hired multiple coaches that get to a Super Bowl. Reid got to one. They now have hired two coaches post-Reid that have gotten to Super Bowls. And Howie Roseman is the common denominator here that learned the game, learned how to build it through Andy and all those years, and now has now taken that and become his own executive. And what they've become here is one of the best teams in pro football. That's what they've become. They weren't that before this whole run started. They are now, and I put Roseman above Reid in all who deserves the most credit for what they've become. Let's talk to Warren, who's up on WIP. Hey, Warren.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Warren, you're welcome, buddy. What's on your mind tonight?
On my mind is I think Howie Roseman is responsible for putting this together, but in combination with Jeffrey Lurie, because Howie by himself couldn't have picked Nick Sirianni, nor Doug Peterson. So there's definitely to me, a collaboration that's gotten better since Andy Reid left. So I think that's part of the mix. And there was the Chip Kelly era, which really, I think, did a lot of damage, where trust was lost and who can take responsibility. And so I think that also created more collaboration since Andy left, where Andy pretty much, I think, wanted full control over most of the team, hiring and things like that. So I think that, you know, post Andy and post Chip Kelly, it's turned into more of a collaboration, which I think has been a successful mixture, the way they've been able to let coaches go and then rebuild and let another coach go and rebuild. So I think the foundation of, you know, the formula is there, but then the tearing down and rebuilding seems to be super successful, especially for our franchise.
Well, you're right about that, Warren. And it's interesting because I've been here obviously in charge for all the 20 years we're talking about, but they kind of overlap to each other, and they've both been major parts. I just, what they've become post-Reed, I didn't know if this was ever going to happen, Warren. Like, he left, and you're right, the Chip Kelly era was bad, and now all of a sudden we're in a second Super Bowl, you know, in the last 5 years.
You know what else I think is important in the continuity of a team is to be flexible and not get too attached to your older players, mm-hmm. and to be able to move on while they're still, you know, at their peak. And when you see other players coming up, to be able to acquire them and bring them up through the organization. And I think that's also key to, you know, a constant letting go of the older and rebuilding with the newer.
Oh, Warren, I agree with that. And the other thing I think is so important in all sports is to have a front office that is not afraid to say they were wrong. I mean, look, on WIP, how many times have we said Howie Roseman was wrong? Howie Roseman made a mistake. Guess what? It's very natural, and it's totally fair for us to say that. That's what we do. We're fans. We say he blew it. Rager Jefferson, he blew it. Right? Not drafting Metcalf for AJ Brown, he blew it. The Carson Wentz contract, he blew it. Like, we can just say this over and over again. But guess what? Some GMs they refuse to admit they were wrong, and they just keep doubling down. Like, how we got destroyed in this city, destroyed for drafting Jalen Hurts. That's why the Eagles are where they are, because he was willing to admit, I may have made a mistake on Wentz. Do we know exactly what he was thinking in the moment? Did he know that Wentz was to turn to a pumpkin that quickly? I don't know. Only he knows the truth. He sold the whole backup quarterback cheap. I never bought that nonsense. They were hedging. They were hedging because they were a little bit worried that their investment in Wentz was a mistake. I don't know if they thought they'd have to cash in the insurance policy, but we have a GM here that was willing to get the insurance policy. And all of a sudden now that insurance policy has become, you know, an MVP candidate, and here we go. Andy Reid did a lot of good things for this franchise. He helped them get back on their feet. But they've moved beyond Reid. And I think Howie's moved beyond Reid in terms of the importance and what this franchise has become. I put Howie over Reid now in terms of the most important in the last 20 years of this franchise. Troy's up on WIP. Hey, Troy.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Troy. What are you thinking?
Listen, I was there during those years. I worked with Donovan, worked with all the guys there, firsthand seat, and I can tell you that was a culture that was built. Howie, I give him thumbs up for maintaining the culture environment, but he cannot be compared to Andy Reid and the footprint that was destined to be there under that administration.
Well, and I understand your point, and setting the foundation, obviously, Troy, is very important, but Howie's accomplished more than Andy did.
No, he accomplished lately. He didn't accomplish more. He accomplished lately.
Well, two Super Bowl appearances is better than one, isn't it?
Well, and you know, in most cases, you know, you build up to that. Most teams don't come in right away and get that, so you got to give credence to all the years prior to that. Those were things in place. That's the culture. That's even the adaptation from Mr. Lurie. You know, all of that is a culture that was designed. And Howie, you know, he did the right thing. He maintained that culture and he improved it. Hats off.
Well,
and that's the piece.
Yeah, and you're right. And you're right about that. He it wasn't like he came in and the organization was bad. Troy appreciated the phone call. No, that's true. I mean, who came first, but you can't just always say the guy that came first is better than the one who kind of continued the lineage. And I'll just give you an example. We're going to talk top five quarterbacks in the NFL tonight because Tom Brady, I guess, officially retired. I don't know. I mean, I don't really believe Tom Brady anymore, but he put it out there. He's retired now. So, like, if we use the line of logic that Troy just gave us, that the guy who sets the foundation is always kind of more important and better, I don't know. I mean, isn't Aaron Rodgers a better quarterback than Brett Favre? I think he is. Yeah, Brett Favre set the tone. Aaron Rodgers learned under Brett Favre, blah, 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 right? But Aaron Rodgers is better than Brett Favre. He turned out to be better. He continued it and did better. So, I don't know if it always necessarily is you have to go with the guy who came first. The one that comes second could end up better. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. I believe Howie Roseman has become a more important figure in the Eagles franchise than Andy Reid was. What he's done here, what he has put together, two Super Bowl teams in the last 5 years, and he got to one. Howie could win his second before Reid wins his second, and they go head to head, which is amazing. But you know, Andy always got the credit for what the Eagles were. Even in 2017, people were still giving him credit. Well, look, Doug Peterson was the coach. He came from Andy Reid. Look at all the players in this team he drafted. The further we remove from that, new coach in here, mostly not Andy players anymore, the more this becomes about Howie Roseman. I give most credit last 20 years to the Eagles franchise and their success to Howie. Tucker says Andy. 215-592-9494. It is how you hop or we'll come back. Your phone calls. Curious where you lie on this. Who deserves the most credit for what the Eagles have become last 20 years? Andy or Howie? We'll discuss on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.